the Gemara Neiriv in the Chafan from Beis says that Shloim Melchah Beis Dinoi Tiknu Eirir Chetzeris. Eirir Chetzeris was the Tekan of Rabbanon, an early Tekan of Rabbanon from Shloim Melchah Beis Dinoi. The Tekan was that you should not carry even from Rosh Hashiach to Shus Yachid. We know Midaraisa is an issue to carry from Rosh Hashiach to Shus Rabban. And the Rabbanon, even to a Kamalis, which is just a Rabban, the Rabbanon, doesn't have all the Gedarim, which is a Rabban, it's not really just a Rabban, but the Rabbanon is, and Chazal made even a bigger takana, not to carry from, not to be duhaitzah from Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid, unless you make an Eri Chatzayus, unless you make a Hecha. The Moshe from one house to another house, or to a Kamal Chatzah, even if it's all Mukaf and Mechitzis, has a fence around the yard, or what we make today around the neighborhood at Tzus Pesach. The poles and the string, this is a lechi and a kair, going around, it's considered a machitza, and it's all in a Rosh Hashiach. But there's a common area that we're sharing, you're not allowed to carry over there. It's not as chom as a kamalus. A kamalus, the Rabbanan has no takana, no way to fix it. It's just also to carry in a kamalus. But from Rosh Hashiach to another Rosh Hashiach, what you have to have is an area of chetzeris. You have to be all be mishtatif in pas, in lechem, in bread. And that makes you all considered one reshus. That's the tekan of Erevin. Otherwise, the reason was we were Shlomo Melchah Beis Dinoi, and Chazal were afraid that if you're not to carry, like Moshe here in Brookhill, out in the common area in the street, you'll have to carry a regular reshus rabban. If you carry from one reshus yachid to another reshus yachid, and it's defined by two owners. If it would be all one owner, it wouldn't be a problem. But two different people own one house, another person owns another house. They were afraid that you would come to carry. So they made this tekona of Eri Chetzeris. I always felt such a little pet peeve of mine that when people call the string, the Shus Pesach around there, they call it an Eri. They say the Eri is up, the Eri is down. It's really a misnomer. That's not Eri, that's the Shus Pesach. In the Sugi Sashas and Rishayim, Achrayim, and Poiskim, it's never referred to as an Erev. An Erev, there's three Erevin. There's an Erev Chetzeris, which we're talking about now. This Erev to Matia to carry. In a chotzah that belongs to a few people, there's an Erev Tafshilin, and there's an Erev Techumen. That's Erevin, but this is called Tzusa Pesach, so if they want to call it out, they should say Tzusa Pesach is good, or Tzusa Pesach is there. What does it say again? And, well, it means, I think it's how to make the Erev Chatzeris.
Right.
How to make the Erev Chatzeris, right. It's always a little shame to say Erev, right?
No.
Oh, then, but then it starts off.
No, so more than with more says bedalzes and all that.
Did I say lashon of Marvin?
Yeah,
I have to see. Well, what's the lashon of Erevin? Has it applied? What is the lashon of Erevin? Pasha, the lashon of Erevin is a lashon of Mu'uriv, to combine things like taruvus, like a mixture to make things come together. And what's the lashon of Erevin Tafshilin? It's the Rambam. The Rambam takes the kasha. The Rambam Peg Vav, the Hilchas Yomtiv. Halacha Beis, it's not the Rambam. The Rambam says an Erev Tafshilin, v'lom in dikishmai Erev. Why is it called an Erev? Where does the Erev come to? Erev Tafshilin is the halacha that we know the halacha is you're not allowed to cook on, from Yom Tov to Chol. You can only cook on Yom Tov for Chol Nefesh, what you need for that day. Or at least toil, but it has to be cooked for that day. You can't cook ahead here for Chol, for Matzah Yom Tov. But what do you do when Yom Tov comes out of Shabbos and you have to appear on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So that's Mutta. Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're not to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tzachi Shabbos Nasim Yamtif, but Midrabanan, they made a Zeru, you should make a Hekka, make an Erev Tashilin. Make an Erev Tashilin, so you shouldn't come to cook on Yamtif to Chol. So therefore, what we do is we make an Erev Tashilin before Yamtif, and the Ramah explains it in Simon Tavkov Chazayin, that's Indian that it's like you started to cook for Shabbos from Chol, so even when you finish on Yamtif, it's not like you're cooking on Yamtif, you're finishing. It's considered you're only finishing on Yamtif for Shabbos. That's the Hekka. So the Ram says, why is it called Erev? Where is the word Erev come to Erev Tashinan? So the Ram says, Shekashem she'ev she'oisim b'chatzeis u'mavoyis me'erev Shabbos shum hekka k'dei she'ayah adayt l'shmut n'gayis m'shus m'shus b'Shabbos. Just like Erev Chatzeris was made as a hekka that you shouldn't carry from one Rishus to Rishus Yachit, Rishus Yachit, Rishus Rabban, that's where they made Erev Chatzeris. Kach ze'ha tafshol m'shum hekka v'zikorin. That's what this tafshil is also. Erev Tafshilin, because they shouldn't yid movi echashu shemut l'afes b'yom tov mashe inach b'yom. You shouldn't think that you're going to cook on your stam what you're not eating that day. L'fikach nech tafshil ze Erev Tafshilin. So the Ravid quotes this Rambam, and he says very shlaka saga, and he says, the Rambam is saying it's the Shem HaMushal. That's a borrowed term, it's a borrowed lashon. The lashon of Erev passed by Erev Chatzeris. Because Erev Chatzeris says you're combining all the people to being like one family, And that was the hekka that you shouldn't think that you're caring for just another shus. And because we have a lashon of erev, we pass by erev tzeres, therefore we use that word for after shingon also. But the rabbi doesn't like that. And I think the rabbi's kasha is there were a lot of takanas in Chazal that were for hekka and zikaron, and we don't use the lashon erev and borrow the term from erev tzeres. So the rabbi says no, the lashon of erev tzeres passed by here also. The rabbi's lashon is. It's also the idea of ma'ariv, mixing up together, making tzochi shabbos and tzochi yom. I think it's also lashon of being ma'ariv the yomim. You're making all the days like one big day. That's what Erev Tashinim does. So it's also passing them Erev Tashinim. The Magen Mishnah says, and how would the Rav and how would the Rambam learn Erev Tchumen? Maybe according to Rambam would be right. There's some sort of a borrowed term from Erev Tzeres, but according to Rav, so the Magen Mishnah says Erev Tchumen is also being ma'ariv the mekaymus. Until now, my tchum ended here, but now because I was kind of shvis over here. We have tchum and I added on to my tchum, so it was like ma'ariv the wimlada walk. I'm combining areas wimlada walk. It's all motion of combining. And the Migdal Oy is printed on the Rambam has a whole different shot. Even though he wants to say it in the Rambam, it's not a big deichik, but he wants to say that the Lashon of Erevin is Lashon of Bein Habayim. A whole different shot. He says the Raven learns that Erev is a Lashon of Me'uriv, of being Ma'ariv, of combining things. But the Migdal Oy wants to say the Lashon of Bein Habayim, of Bein Hashmashas. Because all these Erevin are based on the Ikke Halachas to be nicked in Bein Hashmashas, Bein Habayim, in the afternoon. So that's the Lashon of Erevin. You make an Erev Chatzeris, the Erev Tchumen, Erev Tashing, and all these things are done to be nikna from Bein Hashmashas. That's his pshat. Okay, so getting back to Erev Chatzeris, this the Kan of Chazal, the Shir of Erev Chatzeris, the Mishnah says in Erevin that Peim Beis is a Groigus for each house. You have to be Goiva, every house has to have a Groigus. A Groigus is, I think, a date. That's the Shir of Kedei Sviya of, not Kedei Sviya, I'm sorry, that's the Shir of that you feel it, that takes away the Ino of Yom Kippur. And it's a mechoikis, how is the Gregus is bigger than a Xayas, smaller than a Xayas. Tosfos in Chulin, Kimon Beis, says that the Gregus is a little bigger than a Xayas. He has a Raya, a little bigger than a Xayas. Other Poskim, the Magen Avraham, Machs Shekel speak about it, and the Rechaim Sim Tov Peivav, and Hilchos Pesach, there's one simon about the Shia of a Xayas of Matzah. And that Shia of a Xayas of Matzah, they talk about what's a Gregus. And some say Gregus is a little less than a Xayas. So mechoikis is a little less, a little bit more. But the Shia of Erev Chatzeris is a Gregus. And if it's a little bit more than a Kazayas, I think people say Kazayas, today they use normally matzah. That's what we use for Erev Chatzeris. So I think if people say half a matzah is a nice Kazayas, if you want to use more than half a matzah, that's what you'd be machmir, more than half a matzah of each person, maybe a whole matzah of each person. So if you have two people in the Erev Chatzeris, you would have two Gregus. If you have three, you'd have three Gregus. But the Mishnah says it goes up to Yudches, up to 18. Once you have 18 Gregus, that's enough for 18 people, for 100 people, for 1,000 people, for more, for a whole city. It maxes out. 18 Gregus, so I'll say that's enough for the entire city. So the Moshul here in Brookhill, this neighborhood, we have the Tzusa Pesach around the whole neighborhood, makes the Shus Yachid, but we have the Takana that you still can carry from one Shus Yachid to another Shus Yachid, or in the common area, the streets that belong to everybody. So for that, we have an Erev Chatzeris, and we have more than Rosh Hashanah, more than 18 Shvachas, so we'd have 18 Gregus would be enough. I guess a box of matzah, it might rather be close. If a box is 12 matzahs, I'm not sure if a Gregus would be, let's say. It goes by weight. Everything's weight. Weight, not commas. No, I think everything is commas. So Xesim is commas. You can have a fluffy Danish and it's a Xayas, and you can have a heavy Danish, you know, a heavy piece of cake, you know. It doesn't go by weight, it goes by neifach, it goes by measurements. It goes by measurements. Shik zayis. But that's what they do. They use, I guess they feel maybe a box of matzah. Most people, the minigits, use a box of matzah because matzah stays for a long time. If you use challah, it gets more.
They figured
it out by measurements. I think it's neifach. Even fluffy cake, you don't have to squeeze it down how much it will squeeze down, it goes by the way it is, the knife actually, even with the
yeah,
not
yeah,
the ear.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they do, and there's another halacha, the Mishnah says, Nevin, the Peim Beis, that the Erev Chatzeris has to be Shlema, not Kusa. It's a Fesha Mishnah. You can't have anything, you can't have a broken piece. If it's going to be even two people, two Gregus, two matzahs or one matzah, it has to be a whole matzah. You cannot have a broken challah, a broken matzah to be full. So if they take a box of matzah, and that's what they make in Erev Chatzeris for the whole neighborhood or for the whole city, you have to make sure that it's not broken. I think they probably keep it sealed and they don't open it. So you can maybe shake it, you don't want to break it, make sure it's not broken inside. Maybe semach and roiv, you can be semach and roiv that pashtus, baks and matzis are not broken. But for erech hatzeis, again, it has to be shleim and not prusa. And it has to be dafka pas or lechem. It has to be dafka bread or hamoitzi or matzis. And nicely, that's the way we do it. Normally the Rav takes care of it, and the Rav takes a box of matzah, and he has to be mezakeh de'acha. Everyone has to be kind in it. And the person that owns it cannot make a kinyan for someone else. So he does this, he gives somebody else, he says, be mezakeh, mezakeh lom shemfana, be kind in this for everybody in the neighborhood. And the person picks it up, makes a kinyan, it's kind of for everybody. Everybody owns this, and we'll shoot for a minute, and that's the tikkun that makes it, and it's left in one place, like the Rav's house, and we're all considered to a certain extent that we all live in one house, so it makes it all one rishus. That's the hekka. It shouldn't come to, because we carry here, it's supposed to remind us. Well, funny, people don't even know it's there, and that's the hekka in this tikkun, but maisa, that's the tikkun is chazal. There's another halacha, Moses Neir Bin, it's halacha in Shechon Ar HaChaim, Simit Shin Samach Rav, Siv Hei, that no one should be makbid on anyone eating there. Mikadin, since we all own the Erev Chatzeris, it's supposed to be that we could all go eat it. And the Gemara does say that even if you eat it on Shabbos or it gets burnt or gets destroyed, it's good. You just need the Erev Chatzeris from Bein Hashmashos. Once the Shabbos Shut the Mitzvah, you have the Kulmai. Once the beginning of Shabbos Shut the Mitzvah, it's Mutter the whole day. So if somebody wants to go to Erev Chatzeris, he has to be. If he wants to eat it, we have to tell him, you know, ask him to hate, bon appetit, bete avon. You know, go eat it. We have to now eat it. We have to make a new one for next week. It's still good for this week if it eats, but everyone has to be allowed to eat it. If one person with a chashon machshanayin and say that, no, I don't give a shit, I'm an owner of it, I'm part owner, he's mezakeh to me, I give no shit, he ruins the day of everybody. If one person is able to be makbid, maybe if it's more than Yudchas Gregus and his share is less, you know, but if he's makbid and no one's allowed to eat it, it ruins the day of chaseris. That's the day of chaseris has to be. That's the concept that it belongs to him, we're all allowed to eat it. That's what makes us all like mishtatef in the Suda, that we're all able to eat. That's the shir, by the way, of Yudchas Gregus. It's Mosin Shtei Sudas. It comes out of the Chesh of Mosin Shtei Sudas. There's another very important halacha in Erev Chatzeris. It's Mishnah Erev in the Chana Dalam Beis, that the Erev Chatzeris has to be the place that's accessible, that people are able to get to it on Shabbos. If you can't get to it, it doesn't work. And the Mishnah is an example. If it was in a Migdal, it was in a tower that's locked. In a locked tower, it's inside the Makom HaMeruv, and they lost the key. And no one knows where the key is. The only way to get to Erev Chatzeris is to break into the tower, which would be a malacha of Saisa. If it's not Saisa, it's not nice, maybe it's a malacha of Rabbanim, but it's also not accessible. The malacha of Rabbanim is also asa. Then the Erev is no good. So the Maisa, when we leave today, we leave the Erev in the Erev Chatzeris, in the Rav's house. How is it accessible? The answer is, if anyone would knock on the door and ask the Rav, I want the Erev Chatzeris, I want to eat it, he would give it to him to eat. Go ahead. Ask some day, you can have it. Well, when the Rav goes away, when he goes away for Shabbos, he leaves his door locked, and we can't get in. So what the Rav does is he tells the neighbor, he gives the neighbor the key, or the neighbor knows the combination. And now, how does everybody else get in? The answer is, we could go to that neighbor, and we could get that he'll give us the key, give us the combination, and let us take the Erev Chatzeris. It's mutter for everybody. But the Maisa, what? If the neighbor's not here. What?
Now they're going to his house because it's...
You have to be able to go into the house. If you're not able to go into the house and get it, then it doesn't work. The Erev Chatzeris has to be accessible to everybody. It says if it's in a locked house that no one can get into, the Erev is no good. So normally when the Rav's home, he'll open the door. And if he's not home, he has to make sure to leave the key by a neighbor. And most people don't even know who has the key. So the Pesukim say, since you're able to be Doish V'chayku, you can investigate. If you go around, ask enough people and say, where's the Erev Chatzeris? They'll tell you, Sir Rav, he's not here. How do I get to it? Someone will tell you, this neighbor has it. As long as there's some way to get to it, someone will tell you, this neighbor has it. That's called accessible. That's called be able to get to it. But my kasha was, to me a big kasha, this is very good by someone that knows that such thing as Erev Chatzeris. But today, I'm afraid that there are people that have no musig, they don't even know, they know other things, but they don't know these mishnayos and these halachos of Erev Chatzeris. They don't even know that such a thing as Erev Chatzeris. They know everyone's busy with the string, you know, making sure it's up, but what about the halacha of Erev Chatzeris? If you don't even know there's such a thing, and if there's a ben sheni there in Lishol, you don't know to ask. How is that call accessible to you? If you have somebody that doesn't even know that there's such a thing, if he knows and he doesn't, I don't know who has the key, but I would go ask and find out. The stam over here, so you don't know, and the Rav's neighbor, you know, what happens when he goes away? I don't know, he has to make sure he gets the key.
If you're right, it's not a problem, but if you're right, then what Moshe, that would be marked for everybody else.
And that would be a problem, right? And once one person asks the halachas, you have to have everybody in the chassid. So one person not included, that would ask for everybody else. So it's a big haran, it's a big chiddush you would have.
Why you bother?
It doesn't bother you. The same way you can yes, but a person that doesn't know, that's what I'm asking, a person doesn't know b'chlal, you can yes, this way it always was, there's a claimant. I'm thinking, you know, in a way, it's Ach Shadrach, there's Kamat Noam Ratzim today, everyone learns Gemara. Amol Yehed Amratzim, they learn Gemara. How are they included in the area of the town? Right. But you mean in the old days, maybe there wasn't Frayidim, and maybe it wasn't such a level. And this part, there was no Amaratzim. Everybody knew this. Maybe they used to actually collect the pasim of everybody. Maybe everybody knew Zerich Hatzeris. But today, we have people that mamish don't know there's such a thing. So that's how is it accessible? With English, Migdal Sog, and Golden Mizu. You don't have more of a locked tower than that. I don't even know it's there. I don't even know to ask. How's that called accessible? If I'm right, then it would be a big Indian for Klaisol to make sure Mifal, Vesa Mifal, he'll, Mitzvah Zeir Chatzeris, that everyone should know the basic concept, because at least the Rosh of every Mishpacha, the father of every house, he should know that such a thing should be accessible to him so Zeir Chatzeris to work. But maybe it's Lavdavka, I don't want to make any trouble here. Make a whole shag on Zeir Chatzeris, but.
He usually leave it in a shul.
What?
He usually leave it in a shul.
Oh, or they leave it in a shul, that's another way, leave it in a shul.
Right.
That's a minigat has to be in the shul, and the shul has to be in the makam, which is in the Pesach. The kveg in Shus kveg is simin yedalah. He was just a shayla from the Tveis Yisrael on Mishnayis, and the shayla is even clearer in the psicha Tveis Yisrael Masach Deirvin. Yes, the Mishayla. There was a city which had like a Jewish section, a Jewish quarter, Yiddish shchuna. One part of the city, which was Mukefes with Tzuras HaPesach, and it was Dinah B'Shus Yachad. The whole area over there was Mukef with Tzuras HaPesach. And they kept the Erev Chatzeris in the shul, in that Jewish quarter, in that Yiddish neighborhood. And the problem was, the Goyim started breaking there. The Goyim were based Yisrael, and they started breaking the, I call the Erev, I meant Tzuras HaPesach. The Goyim started breaking Tzuras HaPesach. So they breaking Tzuras HaPesach.
Moshe calls it there, and it's true.
He does this, right?
He's
saying, okay. He's saying. Okay, fine. Right. But they were breaking the Tzuras HaPesach. And the problem was, they couldn't rely on it. So the Tzvesi Sol told that town, those people, that for every chotzer, they should make their own personal Tzuras HaPesach. That's what they could do. It used to be one big Tzuras HaPesach around the whole city, or at least around the whole Yiddish part of the city, but since the Goyim kept breaking it, he told them that every chutzah you want to carry from one house to the next to your neighbor, you should make your own little Tzuras HaPesach, and that would be more protected. The Goyim weren't coming into the neighborhood, they weren't breaking those. But then the official said, but now we have a shayla Deir Chatzeris. We used to keep Deir Chatzeris in the shul, but now that we're making like a small little Tzuras HaPesach for every little chutzah, for every few houses in every chutzah, you have to have a Deir Chatzeris in your own little neighborhood. You make between among yourselves and the Tzvesi Sol writes that they were Kfanchanim, they were Rahman son, Grace Ram Alai, very poor people. Mamash didn't have lachem lachol, they didn't have bread to eat, and it was hard for them to go take an extra piece of bread. Can you imagine such things? To make an extra Erev Chatzeris. It's hard for them to do that. So the Aruch HaShulchan was looking for a Shtukah Hetta for them. What could he do? Every neighborhood, every little few houses had to have Erev Chatzeris. So he wanted to say, he brought down, there's an Eben Oiza, it's an early Achim, Kieg brings down the Eben Oiza also. That once that clears the shayla, that the reason why the Erev has to be in the Mokam Hamaruv is because it has to be accessible. You have to be able to bring it to you also. But the Eben Oiza declares, if it's in the Karmelis, which is only Osim Midabonim, the halacha is Ein goes in Shvus Benish Mashas. Loi goes in Shvus Benish Mashas. And Benish Mashas is no Shvus Mokam Mitzvah. Mokam mitzvah, mikah din, you're not to carry in a kamalas. The place is not just from the rice, so you're not to carry mokam mitzvah. And time to have an oizah, a tikkun erevin can be considered a mokam mitzvah, a dva mitzvah. As a man, the oizah wants to say, even though the shul, he had a similar case, the Erev Chatzeris was in a shul outside of where the people had their Tzuras HaPesach, but since you're able to carry from the shul on Benish Moshes, because it's a kamalas and that's cool that the Erev was good Benish Moshes, and even though once it's become Shabbos it's Asim Midabonim, but that we have the klal that once it was good B'chino Shabbos Shabbos Shutim Ksasi Hutakun, like once it's Mutim B'chino Shabbos, just like the The Mishnah says if the Erev gets nisraf, gets burnt or eaten in the middle of Shabbos, it's good for the rest of Shabbos, as long as it's there, Ben Ishmash, it's the same thing here.
Why do you have to carry a carry guard? You can go and eat it there without carry.
So that's what really Kierkegaard speaks about. Kierkegaard speaks about what? What? Tikkun Erevin. Tikkun Erevin.
So what
do
you say? Since you're allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry.
Oh, you're allowed to carry a Ben Ishmashas. No, that goes with Mishum Shus Ben Ishmashas.
What are you allowed to carry a Ben Ishmashas?
For any Dvar Mitzvah, in a Kamalas. In a Kamalas.
Yeah, but there's no Dvar Mitzvah yet.
That's called Dvar Mitzvah, Tikkun Erevin.
What do you mean, Sakhdev?
What do you mean, was it Ben Ishmashas?
No, where do you mean, Sakhdev? What happened?
It was in, you had the Erev Chatzeris in a shul outside the Makam HaMurub. Outside the...
It was knocked down before.
Right, it was not going to be four.
Okay, and you have it outside.
And you have it outside where they had a little too specific around the little house and the houses in the chutzah.
Really, you say that what?
And so the problem was, their chutzah was in the shul.
Okay, so that's a problem. So
right.
What
so mean? His head there was, the Ebenezer wants to say that your mice, you're able to get to. Why is it wasn't accessible? Because you can't carry an accomplice.
But Ben Ish. No, but it's not Hemshire. It's not a Hemshire.
Oh, so that's what Kvega speaks. Is there a din that has to be in the Makam Uruv? Or is just it then has to be accessible to the Makam Uruv?
The Ebenezer. How is it? I understand. How is an Erev in a different spot to my
We're all one big family. Because we're all Meshutafim in this Suda and that past, and that makes us all one big family.
Only because you're in one Chotzen.
That's what the Ebenezer claims, if that helps.
It's not a different Chotzen.
You mean there's not, if there were Meshutafim, it's happening between them, it's possible.
Right.
It's about the only karmas between them. So
that's what he wants to say. I think the hakir is it halach has to be in the makamur in the place with them to make, or is it just a din? No, it doesn't be makamur. As long as one mishutaf in one piece of this chatzeris, we're considered one mishpacha b'negei this, and there's no gezeira, and we're not a carry from one house to the next.
Right?
But you have a different problem. It has to be accessible to bring it to them. So that's what he wants to say. It was accessible banish mashas. You have to really understand exactly what the shayla.
It's not because it's not accessible. You're saying tzorich mitzvah, so we make it that you're allowed to carry, but it's not.
Has it start?
The carrying.
Yeah, I was actually wondering what the whole shayla is. I mean, you're bringing up a few different points with the shayla. This is all Devin is here. Devin is a black tzorichian.
Why don't you just go to the other kamos and let them eat there? Everyone could go there and eat there.
Because every chutz was making their own Susa Pesach. There was like a bunch of little like developments. Okay. Think of it like it used to be one city, but it was one big city. So it was cheap. They took one box of matzahs, kept in the shul, and that fixed the whole city.
Just go eat it there.
Yeah, for some reason it has to be accessible to you here also. And Chopachos that. To make it, I guess it has to be the Makam Uruv, has to be that. As long as I can bring it here, that makes it. That seems to be all part of the Shaya of Levin Isaac.
No,
he's
not.
Maybe
you have to make a new one every week, but they don't. They make it Erev Pesach. They take a new box of matzah, the box of matzah, you assume it's good for a whole year, and they eat it, you shouldn't have got a Hashem Ba'atashos, you eat it for Suda Siyamtif, or Shana Shudas or something. But when somebody moves in, maybe there's some sort of nusach to mazaka, whoever's going to move in. I mean, Breira, we're telling Breira.
Maybe the same box every week. Maybe it doesn't every week.
Maybe take the same box, and but everyone else owns it, so you have to.
Once a year, and everybody moves in, is automatically.
How does that work? How does everybody move in, Walker? How does that work?
That's the way it works.
That's the way, because you're mazaka for them? That's the way it works. You're mazaka, whoever's going to move in gets as part of buying a house, so you're buying also a.
Listen, whoever sells also as part of the Erev.
That might be, yeah. He's not in mind.
Okay,
but let's back to this shayla. Again, they used to have one box of matzah for the whole city. But now that they couldn't rely on the Susa Pesach, they had small little shchunas, small little neighbors in the city, each one making their own Susa Pesach. And the Tzvi Sol said, every little neighbor has to have their own Erev Chatzeris. They couldn't afford it. They probably couldn't afford it. They have the money. So first he wants to bring down the seven oyes of that. You can still be samech on the Erev Chatzeris in the shul. That will go for all the little separate Susa Pesach. But this far that you're able to get it, Ben Shmoshes, because it goes with Shem Shvos, Makam Mitzvah. That was it. But the Maase, he says he doesn't want to be semich on that because Eben Oiz himself likes Sorian. So the Tzvi Sol said he found the Medas Yochid, that the Rashi and Erevin, the Chavav, that says that if chatzes is lav dafka pas. All the Rishonim and all the Pesukim say that if chatzes we dafka pas lechem. But Rashi seems to say that the way the Tresolim said Tresolins is that if erev chatzes is enough to have shemen oil. So mainly the Tresol told him make a cheap erev chatzes. Take some. He said take mayim melech for shemen. I think he meant make a salad dressing. It's a meichel like something you could dip in, like a dip. It would be water, salt, and oil. And even though I didn't really understand it, because water and oil don't mix. If you try to mix water and oil, it will separate. But maybe he meant, you know, make this bottle of water, salt, and oil. And before you use it, you shake it up, and then you have this dressing. And that stays for Yom and Rabim, and it was very, very inexpensive. And every neighbor should have that. And it'd be semechan the Stas Yechad of Rashi. Plus, with the Evan Ezra's suffix that maybe they have chaseris in the shul helps. So between the two, he wants to be makel for these aniyim, but that's what they should
do.
What's the shear then? Right. Lechem was the greatest. What's the shear over here? That's a good question. I'm not sure.
If you're looking at it as a dressing
okay.
On what?
Right, dressing. Right. I'm not sure. Like a dip. I'm not sure what they did. That's a good question. I'm not sure. But the Tzvesol, he writes, he sent this to Kivegan. Kivegan is a tshuva and a tshuva to Kivegan Simon Yudalit. And he has his Masa Matan printed with Kivegan and his Psychot Erevin. And Kivegan is very shtachaylik. He said, there's no such sheet of Rashi. He wants to say that's not what Rashi means, and even if there is such a Rashi, no, the Rashi is only going maybe according to Havamina. And Pashut is that Rashi, he says, is going on the Mishnah that says B'chol Marovin is going on Erev Techumen. The whole Perek is talking about Erev Techumen. It's not even talking. That Rashi is not even talking about Erev Chatzeres. So Kriga does try to maybe pass like Devin Oiza, and he's very Marich in Devin Oiza Shita, that maybe this will work Erev Chatzeres in the Shul. But the end is Kriga doesn't like it, and he. He does write in his Mafteach, the Kvega wrote the Mafteach to Chus Kvega, and he writes a Loshen that he wanted to be Makel with Devin Oiza. Lach bois, Shem lo yehei chil Hashem. His Loshen shouldn't be chil Hashem. And I think he meant it'd be for him to tell the town that the Rav made a mistake. The Rav told you, Vinoy on the Erechseis in the Shul, plus some oil, make Erechseis out of Shemin and Mayim, and he tells him the Rav is wrong, that'll be a chil Hashem. So therefore, Kvega tries to say Devin, to pass like Devin Oizer, tries to be Raya's Devin Oizer, but the end is he says he can't be Semach Devin Oizer, he doesn't have Shtak enough Raya's, and even Devin Oizer himself has a Sarachian. So Kivege and Zov, as Lashon is Ungadaiti, Toiv Shri Avenu Kochotze Vachotze, every small Chotze should make Don Eir, but pass Beloi Bracha without a Bracha, the Cheni Avu Besak Nesu Beloi Bracha, and also they should make do Devin Oizer's Eir Chotze in the Besak Nesu Beloi Bracha, Bracha. Bechtei Shimu Fam Yishkech Lan, Shechotze Ngar, Bai Shilufa Shepas, She is Bechor Eish Besik Nesas, Vi Yerem Smach Godot, Das Eben Oizer. And I think there was only like a safety. Kivegel Meis and Paskins, every Chotz has to make the own Eivich Hatzeres.
Why can't they make the Chotz first with a Bracha?
That's that, we get that, that's my Kasha. He says, first, he says, making the each Chotz without a Bracha, and then also making the Besik Nesas, and that'll be, he only says that'll be a safety in case Yishkehu, they forget to make every Chotz, and they end up carrying. This will be like a kapara on them that they at least they had maybe the Evanoiza's Erev help, so there won't be over this kind of Erev Chatzeres. So this always bothered me. Rabbi Kivega writes that they should make an Erev in each Chatzah without a Bracha. And I never understood why not. He's chiluk so stark on the Tzvei Sisrael that there's no such thing as making an Erev Chatzeres b'shemen. It has to be b'pas, it was no good. He's telling them you have to make a new Erev Chatzeres, the Chayyush should have to make with a Bracha. So I was thinking, maybe this is also...
Saying that all the time. I'm saying, was there anything in the shul?
But his lashon is... Oh, so I'm getting to my second terrace. That was going around social, my friend, he went along that way. He went to say that Kvega meant that because it was in the shul first, because it was in the shul, and the shul areas might be good going to one side of the Ebenezer. So therefore, when you make it in each chatzah, maybe it was already good, the one in the shul, and you don't need one in each chatzah. If it was good ready from the shul, helping for each chatzah, so there's no chalais erev, you don't make a bracha on each chatzah. And you don't make a bracha on the one in the shul either, Kivega says, because it's suffix
Ebenezer. Why did you tell him to make it in the shul?
That's why I didn't like the test. Kivega's Lashon is, let me read it again. L'dayti toshe benu kol chatzah v'chatzah v'pas v'lay bracha. Every chatzah has to make a new erev chatzahiris with a pas, without a bracha. V'chein ya'av v'besach nesu v'lay bracha. And also make an erev chatzahiris in the business v'lay bracha. It's mashu, there's nothing in shul that they were starting over, and said, this is the way you should do it. First make an each chatzah with a bracha, so it sounded like you made an each chatzah first. So that's what they didn't understand. They should make an each chatzah with the bracha. And then make it in the shul as a safety, and that hakadol make with the bracha because each one has the. Well, even though.
Why can you make a kasha? Stand the kasha, it doesn't make. There's something missing because then it's poshut that if the first chutz that makes a bracha.
Right, and
it's poshut. Right. It's got to be that too.
No, the reason, the reason was because they had the Erev of Shemen first. That they already had the Erev of Shemen, which was sitting there. They listened to this. So, I don't know. This is bothering me. I was thinking that maybe this is also to be because of the covet of the Rav. Because if the Kibbutz was in the Metshuva, everyone has to make a new Erev Chatzis with a Brocha, and although we have an Erev Chatzis sitting right over here, the Rav told me to make with the Shemen and Mayim, it would be a big Chon Hashem, it would be a big design for the Rav. So if he tells them to, you know, to make it without a Brocha, that's like saying that, you know, maybe the Rav was right, just be Machmir, make a new one, but pass. I think
he's saying the Shemin was already there.
Yeah, that was already there. But Pashto, but if you look at Kiryas Shuva, he has very sharp alosh, very stark alosh, and says that's wrong. So we don't pass like that, and he doesn't even think this is Shidus Rashi. There's no such day. Erev Chatzis has to be a pass. That's Klal Halacha. He doesn't pass like that at all. So why is he saying that a bracha? I was almost thinking to go say maybe it's a Tois at first. Kiryas writes, Nodaiti Tois Shuvenu Kochatz Vachatz Pass Bloy Bracha. Maybe it was supposed to be Bid Bracha with a bracha. And it was a misprint, but that I don't want to say. So I'm thinking maybe more, maybe we should cover the Rav. There's a mice in the Tolos of Kivega, they got a different mice. One time a Rav sent with a shliach, like the beginning of getting, sent with a shliach a get for a lady, and Kivega looked at the get, and he had big sphakas on the get that wasn't written right. And he wanted to make a whole new get for that Isha. And but the Kirga then writes, the Maisa says, but because the covet of the Rav, if you make a whole new get, it would be a big bazillion, that the Rav made a get that wasn't good, Kivega was saying on the Teirim to be machshir the get. There's a pelna, machshir get, chavei krisis, mamzerim. Akadei kach, the Kvega went through a whole tshuva to be machshir that get because of the covet of the Rav that sent the first get. That shouldn't be a bazillion for that Rav. So maybe here also the Kvega said that, told him, make the exercise without a bracha, it shouldn't be a bazillion for the Rav that his mom is wrong. This is something on the Pasha. The end of Pasha the 8th says, how many weeks? The Pasuk says, if the Yaakovinu left Lovin Harami with his Mishpacha, Lovin Harami chased after him, and he timed it that Yaakovinu stole his Avodah Zarah, Getchkes. Torah says, the Pasuk, Yavilin Kim Lovin Harami, the Abish that came to Lovin Harami, Bechalim Halang and Chalim, Vyemin, he said to me, Shamalai Pen, Tadab, Im Yaakovi Tevedra. He said, be careful not to speak bad with Yaakov. Don't even speak good with him. Don't speak good. Amaisa, Lovin didn't exactly listen, and he made a whole fight with Yaakov. But at the end, he made shalom with Yaakov. And Torah says, v'yikach Yaakov evan v'yimim matzeva. Yaakov made a matzeva. If no matzeva was, it seems to be an inyan of a vayis Hashem. He made a, and then the next pasuk says, v'yim Yaakov le'echa. Yaakov said to his brothers, maybe the people with him, it was his sons, the Torah says Le'echav to his people with him. Liktu avon v'yichu avon v'yasu gal. They said made a gal. The gal seems to be something else. You have to know what the gal was, what the matzeva was. But then the next pasuk says, afterwards it says, v'yem alovon li'yakov. Yavon said Yaakov, hini a gal zev, hini matzeva shayirisi. Here you have this gal, this matzeva shayirisi that I threw together, that I made. So I saw Maisel at the stipel, when the stipel was being ma'abesedra, somebody heard him say this pasuk. And he said, what the oven said, this is the Matzeva Shayirisi, this type said, he started screaming, Hazah Ligna, Hazah Shakran. Such a lie. Yaakovinu made the Matzeva. You see what a Shakran Lovin Rami was. Yaakovinu just made the Matzeva. And what's the Pasuk say? Lovin got up and said, Hini Matzeva Shayirisi, here's the Matzeva that I made. He's saying, Hazah Ligna, Hazah Shakran. But I did, I always like that mice, the way he went to Pasuk, like it was alive. The way you're supposed to learn it, but I did see in the Red Dark, just recently, the Red Dark also tells in it. How could Lovin say a Sheyer Isi? The Pasuk says, Beferish, Yaakovinu made the Gal and the Matzeva. So the Red Dark wants the answer, because Lovin told Yaakovinu before, Be'ata l'cha nichas abris, he said, let's make a bris, a treaty between us. Lovin felt that when Yaakov went and made the Matzeva and the Gal to be an Eidus on the bris was as if he was doing a B'shechus. I told him to make a bris, so when he went and made the Matzeva and the Gal was because of me. That's why I said, Lashon Yerisi. The Dak actually must defend for Lovin. But you don't defend for Lovin and Rami that much, because if you look at the rest of the Pesukim, if you really study on these Pesukim, you see the penalty of Rishus Mufloga of Lovin and Rami. That the Boyashem Akash Baruch Ba'atzmai came to him and he was Zaycha to have a cholim, and Abisha spoke to him. And he told him, Shamon Lecha, Pendabim Yaakov Yitev Adra, Shamon Lecha, Pendabim Yaakov Yitev Adra, be careful not to even speak good to Yaakov. What did he do? He went the next pasuk to Yaakovin and he started speaking. Naku started speaking beer. He said, "Yesh el yodi, I have koyach in my hand. Last is machem ra. I could kill you. I could do beer to you." But lokei avichem, the avish of your father's emes yesterday yom elai lema said to me, "Shamachem idab miyakmet every ra." He even quoted what the Ben Shem told him, and in the same sentence, he's threatening Yaakovinu that Yesh el yodi, I have koyach in my hand. And when he said Yesh el yodi, I have koyach in my hand to do that, that's chayk fear also. Person thinks he has kaif to do something negative, but the Baruch Shem told him himself, Mamashi was kaif, Mamash Tech Deva, speaking to Baruch Shem. Another shtel is when he was referring to what the Abish to tell him, he said, Alokei Avichem, the Abish of your fathers, he doesn't call him Alokei, doesn't say my Abish, doesn't say Alokei, call Olam, the Abish for the ganze Welt, the Abish of your fathers, is as if he bite the kfir. And in the same Pasuk, right there, he started asking, Loma Ganafta Sanahoi. He said, why did you steal my get? He's referring to his Getshkes, B'loshen Elohai. He just spoke to the Eivishter. And he's still an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's calling his Getshkes, B'loshen Elohai. Once again, you see the Rishis and the Bavus, the Vam Shkolim, the Sheke, and the Divig Neva that he said, Tiakabin, Abonis, Benoisei, Abonim, Bonai, Batsoin, Tsoinai. Everything is mine. Everything you have is all mine. The girls, the boys, the Tsoin is all mine. And even if you say Bnei Banu Hakabonim, there was a little bit of emes in it, but to go say that that's not Yaakovin, it's Taki your daughters in, but it's also Yaakovin's wives, can't deny that. The Banim may be his grandchildren, but it's Yaakovin's sons, and the Tzoyim for sure belongs to Yaakovin. He worked so hard for it, and it was on Nissim Gulyam and the whole Pasha about how David was Ma'ashim, gave him Ashivis from Tzoyim. And then Lovin says, no, it's all mine. So Lovin's wish is pretty clear, and this just is moistif on the tzitzis of Yaakovinu, that even though he lived with Lovin and Rami all the years, he still remained Yaakovinu b'chir ovois, and he was able to say in the next week's Pashim, Lovin gati, tag Mr. Shemati.